6:18 left to play. Pair of early buckets in the first 30 seconds by Boonville. Gillicothe has yet to get a legitimate shot on goal here in the opening 2 minutes. Hunter Keithley inside, just inside the free throw line, was Pac-Man. Quick pass down court. Shot doesn't fall for 22 Schnitzler. And Chillicothe, the rebound across the timeline, is Jordan Hibner. Inside, Liberty Cox off the glass, and the Lady Hornets on the board. Liberty Cox with a two ball. Nice pass to her, and it's 4-2 now. 5:38 left to play in the first quarter. Edwards brings it down court, leaves it free throw line. Count it. Free throw line jumper, Peterson, nothing but the bottom of the net. And it's back up to a four-point lead. Chillicothe across the timeline to Katie Trout, or Chekhet Hibner, rather. Feed inside to Kennedy Kiefer, had it knocked out of her hand. I'm sorry, Hunter Keithley had it knocked out of her hands and out of bounds. And it will be Chillicothe's ball. Low post left is where Harley Jones will stand. Slap of the basketball by Harley. Gets it in the paint to Kiefer. Kiefer's fouled, and Kennedy Kiefer will get two shots at the free throw line. First foul of the ball game on either team. Got her across the wrist. It is on Peterson, number 25. Her first. 4 points for Schnitzler. Two for Peterson. Chillicothe has a bucket from Cox. That's your 6-2 score. 5:12 left to play. Kennedy Kiefer at the line to shoot two. 6 foot redhead. Pops her wrist off the back of the iron. No good. We'll get a second attempt. We're at Boonville High School. First broadcast from here for me since the late 80s, early 90s. Kiefer makes 1 out of 2. I don't remember when, but I remember Lexington. I was broadcasting Lexington against the Boonville boys, and it was not pretty. I think the team I was following lost by about 40 or 50 points that night. Hopefully this one's going to go a little better. Up top, Cameron Montier sends it over left wing to Edwards. Edwards, nice spin move around Hunter Keithley. Gives it back up top. They work it to Montier. Circle left to Schnitzler. Back up top. Any of these Lady Pirates can lead the team in scoring in any given game. Dish inside, and Lemons couldn't hang on to it. And Harley Jones sneaks in for the loose basketball steal. Hunter Keithley across the timeline, works at top of the circle. Top of the arc, I should say. Kennedy Kiefer comes up, gives it back to Harley Jones. 4:22 left to play first quarter, 6-3. Boonville leading Chillicothe. Chillicothe 8-5, Boonville 14-1. And Lemons just body blocked Hunter Keithley, and Hunter showing the toughness of her older sister that time. Hunter giving up a few pounds to Miss Lemons. Lemons with her first, second team foul for Boonville. Pass goes into the weak side. Cox can't get it to fall, and that's going to be a reach-in foul, trying for the rebound on Kennedy Kiefer. Cox got a good look on low post left on the weak side, but couldn't quite get it through all the tangled arms. And first one on Kennedy Kiefer. First team foul. 6-3 midway through the fourth quarter. Boonville with the ball and the lead. Right wing Cameron Montier. Up top to Jamie Lemons. Haven't heard anything from her yet. I'm sure that will change eventually. Right wing Peterson working against Jones's defense. Circle left Schnitzler. Cross court to Lemons. High post extended to the right. Dribble drive inside. Kennedy Kiefer steps in to help Cox with defense. And they're going to call it. Oh, on Kiefer, and that's going to hurt. Maggie Papp will check in, and Kiefer will sit down with two early fouls in the opening 4 minutes and change. Definite collision there. Just a question of who's going to be whistled, and Chillicothe is the one that committed the foul. First free throw for Lemons, no good. Lemons, tough start for her. She averages 13 points and 8.5 boards a game, leads the team in both categories. 6-3 still your score. Boonville still with the lead in the first quarter. Lemons makes 1 out of 2. And it's a 4-point lead for the third time tonight. Checking in now is Jody Bass, a 5'8 freshman. Boonville has a tremendous freshman class, and they've got a Catholic school here through middle school, and got a couple of outstanding eighth graders, and talking to some fans here. Shot doesn't fall for Cox. Shot doesn't fall for Path. And that's all the chances they get. Chillicothe a little cold on that possession. Drive inside Montier. Can't get it to fall over Cox. Weak side rebound Path. Hits Keithley midway at the midcourt stripe. Keithley working in the corner. Double teamed up top to Harley Jones. And we settle down to a half-court game now. And pass. No, not tip. They were trying to get it to Hunter Keithley in the corner. And just a bit off target that time. 7-3 your score. 3:11 left to play first quarter. Boonville leads it by four. Baseline right, Lemons turns down the opportunity up top to Peterson. Referees with a whistle pushing off underneath. And they're going to call Harley Jones away from the basketball. This is going to bring back in Katie Trout. Jones sets down Hibner, Trout, Paff, Cox, and Keithley on the floor right now. Three team fouls for Chillicothe, two team fouls for Boonville in this first quarter. Under 3 minutes to play now. Gets it to Lemons inside, realizes there's nothing there for her, gets it out to Bass, the freshman. Bass has it stripped from her hands. Jump ball should be Boonville's basketball. Good hustling effort that time by the Lady Hornets. I think that was Jordan Hibner who got in there and caused the tie-up and the commotion. 7-3 your score. Boonville with a lead. 2:46 left to play. First quarter. Pass goes into the baseline to Edwards. Dish inside. Oh, that's a well-won play. Nice feed into Peterson. Peterson's second bucket. She's got four. Schnitzler with four. Lemons with one, and it's 9-3. Now Chillicothe could use a bucket. Instead, they turn it over. Stolen by Peterson. Gives it baseline right. Oh, short jumper. A rare miss there for Edwards. And Hunter Keithley, the rebound, sends it across the timeline to Hibner. Feed to Paff at the high post. Paff pivots. Kick out to Keithley. Hibner baseline. Trey off the rim. Didn't get it to fall. Missed the tray by Hibner. And the layup is in for Montier. Chillicothe needs to talk about it. It's an 8-point deficit. 11-3. Boonville leading Chillicothe. 2:07 left in the first. Back in 30 on KCHI. So Coach Darren Smith wanted to talk about a couple of things with his girls. And they're facing this 1-2-2 press. Shy of the timeline, Trout gets it back to Keithley. Keithley shy of the timeline, gets it across midcourt stripe. Feed down to Path. Path, good look at the bucket. Ruster shot, couldn't get it to fall that time. Midcourt stolen by Keithley. And Keithley can't get it to fall. My goodness, there's a lot of shots there. And another loose basketball picked up by Chillicothe. And now stolen by Bass. Baseline, Trey. No, that one doesn't fall for Montier. And here comes Chillicothe. Three ball. Hibner, yes, yes, yes. Jordan Hibner hits a three ball on the left wing, and that's one that we needed desperately. It's now 11-6, a five-point Boonville lead. Minute 12 left to play, first quarter. Circle left, Bass gets it up top to Bryn Edwards. Right side, dish inside. Paff read it perfectly, but they said Paff collided with Jamie Lemons is the call. Don't recognize any of these officials. They're from the Columbia, Central Missouri area. Have not seen these before. And that is a foul on Hunter Keithley. Or check it. Maggie Paff. I said Keithley, I meant Paff. Inbounds play. Goes to the free throw line. Goes to the hands of Peterson, but Bass collects it. And Boonville still on offense now. Under a minute to play. 11-6 first quarter. 5-point lead for Boonville. Reverse layup. Imaginative, but not close, but was hacked. And Chillicothe just committing way too many fouls here in trying to slow down this Boonville team. That one is on Katie Trout. Kiefer with two. Jones, Paff, and Trout all with one. And there's a free throw for Bass for her first point tonight for the 5'8 freshman. Jody Bass. Hooks one in. Second one no good. And finally, after a two count, they call a jump ball between Cox and Montier, Chillicothe's basketball. Bass makes one out of two. It's a six-point lead. Chillicothe shy of the timeline, doing a nice job in the press break that time between Hunter Keithley and Harley Jones. Trout right wing double team, baseline right. Cox gets it into Path. Path has it stolen by Bass. Down court to Montier, and she's fouled. And another foul on Chillicothe. You're going to have to go a little bit deeper down the bench. You're getting Gaston and Graham will come into the game next. Two fouls on Trout now. When's the last time Katie Trout had two fouls? Trout with two, Kiefer with two. Six on the team. First one, no good for Montier. Averages 12.7 points per game. Didn't get one there. 12-6 with 27 seconds left to play in the first quarter. Boonville leading. Montier, see if she makes the corrections, and does. Makes one out of two. She's got 3 points total, and it's a seven-point lead. It's been eight at one point. Chillicothe has never led. Boonville hit two shots in the first 30 seconds. Chillicothe has 25 seconds to work with. Still backcourt. Nice job between Gaston and Keithley to bring it across the timeline. Keithley alone baseline tray. Yes, yes, yes. Didn't even move the net. It didn't even blow the dust off the rim, baby. And that was a big one. Nice feed inside. And another foul is 34 Cook, who came in during that last break, was fouled by Maddie Graham. So Graham with a foul. That's the seventh, but this was in the act of shooting. First one, no good. So Chillicothe's giving ample opportunities to Boonville at the free throw line, and Boonville is graciously not unwrapping the gift. That's a four-point game right now with 5 seconds left. Make it a five-point game as Cook makes one out of two. Gaston caught it shy of the timeline, trying to look through the players and drug both feet. Traveling call, good call that time by the officials. Plain as the nose on my ugly old face. 3.8 seconds left. Half-court shot off the glass. No good by number 25, Peterson. We've played a quarter, and it's 14-9. Boonville with the lead. We're back in 60 seconds on KCHI.